Let's start with what's been happening over the last few hours, 24 hours or so, in New York. Right at the beginning of the scandal over sexual harassment in the movie industry, numerous women made allegations against the former film mogul Harvey Weinstein. Now, many of them launched legal actions for compensation against his firm, the Weinstein Company. But late on Sunday night in New York, the Weinstein Company, once one of the most powerful film studios in America, announced it plans to file for bankruptcy. A lawyer who represents many of the victims has told us this could mean they would get almost nothing in the way of compensation as creditors struggle over the ruins of the firm. Jean Christensen of the Wigdor law firm told me what might happen.
It is a problem because previously it looked as if they were going to be able to resolve the case perhaps on behalf of everybody who had submitted a claim. And now by saying that the company is going into bankruptcy, it's potentially making these claims worth pennies on the dollar, basically.
That's a real problem, isn't it? Because a lot of these women were hoping to get proper compensation.
Well, and it's not even a matter of what would ultimately be proper or the best compensation. It's hard to value things like that, but there was a much better chance of a fair compensation because oftentimes having a fund like this and having it distributed by someone overseeing makes the best sense for everybody, even though they might not feel it's fair necessarily. It's usually a better result. And now, if they're in bankruptcy, there's nothing there for a fund to distribute to these people.
Who do you blame for the fact that it does now look as if it's going towards bankruptcy? Because there was a plan in place to keep it going.
Well, there's only, I mean, it's certainly not the AG's office. I don't know whose decision it was to do this. It seems a not very, maybe it was a well thought out negotiation tactic, but it doesn't seem to be very fair. Now it appears that the Weinstein Company is trying to leverage their negotiation position basically by threatening to declare bankruptcy.
So you see it as a negotiating tactic rather than a done deal?
Yes. I mean, bankruptcy takes a very long time for anything like that to actually go through, and there's a big difference between filing a petition and being granted relief through our bankruptcy laws.
So you still have some hopes that the company might be kept afloat and the people you represent might get the kind of money that they should?
Yes, and that perhaps there's still hope that the better solution would be to deal with this as a group with a fund and having a neutral party distribute those funds.
Is it better for people to sue Mr. Weinstein himself rather than the company than if the company's going under?
I think it'll have to. I have not myself seen if they actually filed the petition. I haven't seen it. I don't know. But I can be sure that he's probably taking steps to preserve his assets as well. But I don't know. I have not read it.
But that would be an obvious thing, I suppose, for the people you represent to take to move towards him if they could.
Correct.
But that's not a plan you have right now.
I think we're trying to keep all of our options open right now.
Do you think the people you represent will finally get some kind of justice out of all this?
I think given the size of this company and its assets and the fact that people will want to continue this corporation, that yes, ultimately people will be able to recover something for their harm.
Jean Christensen's there of the Wigdor law firm in New York. Well,